Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today we get a preview of the upcoming legislative session with State Senator Tom Hawk from the 22nd District. He joins us on the phone. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Brandon. Good to be here.
Always good to talk with you here as we look forward to another new year. Legislative session is just about a week or so away here. I don't know, when's the official date you guys start? Is it January the 10th?
It is the 10th. You are really correct there.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised. I surprised myself here with that one. There's a lot to tackle here in the upcoming legislative session, and I'm always curious, you know, when you have an election year where you have the governor who's running for election for one thing and so many other folks running for re-election, how that kind of clouds some of the things that need to get done in terms of bills being introduced, priorities, things like that. You've been doing this for a while. What can we expect here in the election season?
Well, I think you're right on target. There'll be some election season dramatics that are there. I personally try to ignore most of that. I serve as a ranking member on the Ways and Means Budget Committee, and that's the one thing we have to get done is pass a budget. So I'd like to think that a lot of that is immune from both the redistricting issue that's up there this year and election year politics. So we'll see what happens. The good news is we have a healthy balance. Revenues have been coming in, and we're looking at a potentially $3.7 billion ending balance in the 23 budget. So that gives us a lot of flexibility to look at funding things as well as some of the tax relief things that have been proposed. So I'm expecting maybe 50-50, some crazy drama with election year, and the other 50% will make some pretty good decisions this year.
And we've seen a little bit of that already. I know the governor has announced that she'd like to see do away with the sales tax on groceries. That's something that's supported by her likely challenger, Attorney General Derek Schmidt, who I think is going to be the Republican nominee for governor. That one seems like it's got some good bipartisanship there. Do you think that will get done in 2022?
Yeah, I really do think it will. I think maybe the wild card on that is whether or not some of my legislative colleagues will want to piggyback some other things that aren't quite as favorable. I hope we keep it as the term is clean and deal with just that. And then if there are other tax bills, that those are treated as separate issues and they don't get intermingled. That causes, I think, legislators to either resist or bloat the bill where it's not as easily passed. So I'm hoping we take care of the sales tax on food right in the first week or two of the session and get that off the table. We'll see if that happens.
Okay. There's been a lot of talks the last couple of years about expanding Medicaid, and I know that it seems like we make a little progress, a little bit more, and I know there's growing support even from Republicans, but that always seems to be a question mark.
It is. I served on this modernization of mental health, and we have a recommendation in there to look at the issue of expanding Medicaid, and it even in that little subcommittee, it took on some partisanship because there are several of my Republican colleagues that don't think we ought to expand it because we won't be able to afford it down the road. I pointed out that there are some extra incentives from the federal government now that would take up some of the immediate costs. And we've already given up over $4 billion of federal funds that would have come in to help our hospitals, particularly our rural hospitals. And so I hope we'll look at it again. The last election in the House and some of my Senate colleagues that got elected, the new ones are not very eager to even deal with that issue. So I'm not optimistic, but we have a lot of working people and we need to get people back to work, and medical costs and rising costs of drugs are a real problem, particularly for the working poor. And so I would hope we would relook at it. And I think it's important to help our rural hospitals, even with help our Manhattan and Junction City hospitals.
One of your colleagues here, Representative Sidney Carlin, I spoke to her this week, and she brought up the idea that it's time to legalize medical marijuana here. I think mostly from the criminal justice standpoint, they're not incarcerating folks for possessing small amounts of marijuana, things like that. What's your take on that, and can that even be debated here in an election year?
It seems to look like it's more likely to happen each session, and I thought that the last two sessions. In fact, we had a chamber meeting last week, and I sat with Director Butler, who pointed out some of the law enforcement issues. And one of the things that I think is problematic with the bills that we've had is whether we do the Colorado model, where there are separate clinics, or whether we deal with it as if it was any other drug prescribed by your doctor and filled by your pharmacy. And I certainly lean more towards that. I've heard from a lot of people who have had relief in terms of, like, particularly cancer and some of the chemotherapy that's really hard on them that affects their eating and their pain levels, that certain derivatives of marijuana are very helpful to them getting through some tough medical time. So I think if we look at it like any other drug and figure that out, as opposed to potentially getting the camel's nose under the tent for I don't think Kansas is probably ready for recreational marijuana, and there are some other issues that I'm just not sure the legislature wants to deal with. But the medical piece, if it got, I'll use that word clean again, if it got really worked out relative to how we treat it like other drugs, I think it becomes more possible. But I'm just not sure if the votes are there. I would likely support that if we could get it in a way that could be controlled and not cause us other problems.
All right. Very good. Well, as far as legislation you plan to introduce here in the session, anything new or anything you're going to maybe retry?
Well, I just met with John Ford and Chris Giordano of Geary County with our community corrections people. We added extra money to our court services, and we used some Spark money or the federal ARPA money to take care of our prisons and some of our parole salaries, at least temporarily. But we left out community corrections. So I suggested that last week when our budget committees met that we need to look at that. And that's an issue that as people are arrested and are not incarcerated, they need supervision. And we just haven't kept up with the budget for community corrections. So that's one. Another issue, and you talked about this with Dennis Butler on
Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday. I love how these days run together before session. We talked about distracted driving, and I think cell phone usage in the hand. We've had a couple bills. I'd like to see us have hearings again on that. It gets difficult in terms of how can we write a bill tight enough so it's enforceable and fair, and what are appropriate consequences or penalties. But I'm ranking member on transportation. And aside from closing the bank at KDOT and keeping our highway maintenance up and our bridges, et cetera, and we added broadband to that, I intend to keep supporting that. But I think we need to look at that distracted driving and the effect of cell phones. And I think our highway death toll has gone up as we've moved past COVID. And my hunch is the data will show that a lot of that is the inappropriate use of cell phones. And I see it a lot. So that's another thing. I have a couple more, but I'll take a breath and let you ask me some questions before I level you with some of those other things I'd like to see us do.